Syracuse's Youth Council, a group of young people learning how the city's government works, sat in on their first Common Council meeting in March. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Youth Council is expected to recommend topics they think the Common Council should act on.
Alana Moore is a freshman at the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler High School in Syracuse. She says she joined the Youth Council because the problems in the city are critical. She lives on the west side of Syracuse and says she has seen a lot of violence in her area.
Children could barely even play on a porch and be outside, and I really want to change that. I want children to be involved in outside activities and participate in community activities.
Ahmed Shalan is a senior at Corcoran High School. He came to the U.S. 4 years ago from Syria. While on the Youth Council, he says he wants to focus on education and the school-to-prison pipeline.
At schools where there's a lot of minority and stuff are being expelled in high numbers, and how that is leading to them dropping out, and how's that leading to them going to prison.
There are 11 members of the Youth Council and 5 alternates. They watch the Syracuse Common Council discuss and vote on agenda items at a regular meeting. Counselor Jean Kessner says the idea is for them to learn the process, but also to add input on youth-related topics.
That's what their expertise is, and it's not an expertise that belongs to people when they get to be 40 years old and up.
The Youth Council will continue meeting for the rest of the school year, and new members are expected to take their place in the fall. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.